I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. I have friends that think the spring bobber is an absolute must-have on their ice fishing rods. But I'm telling you right now, there's a bit of a learning curve when it comes to that spring bobber. I'll tell you more, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The spring bobber, it's a very, very limber spring that you attach to the tip of your ice fishing rod so that you can feel even the most subtle bite. Yet there is a bit of a learning curve. You can't just attach this to your rod and then expect it to tell you everything you need to know when you see it go down just a little bit, because they don't always do that. Sometimes they actually go up. That's right. When a crappie takes a bait, sometimes they'll inhale it and then move up in the water column just a little bit, causing that spring bobber to actually go up and not down. When that happens, you set the hook. But there are times as well when you don't feel the bite, but the fish is taking the bait. What you get is a light quiver on that spring bobber. Set the hook. You see what I'm saying about a learning curve? You'll want to use that bobber. Watch for those subtle bites. Up, down, just a quiver, and whenever you see those telltale signs of a bite, set the hook. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.